I spotted the kiosk in the food court at Security Square Mall in Woodlawn and moved in quickly. The machine, which looks like your conventional ATM, asked to scan my driver's license to make sure I was at least 18, then gave me a training sticker before I put my phone in a basket where the machine scanned it to determine the model.
I think I got it. Now, is this your device, Motorola Flipside? Yes, it is.
Based on my phone's condition, it was worth nothing. I told the machine to proceed with the transaction anyway, and it emailed me a receipt for my records. The machines have been in the Baltimore market since last August and have caught the attention of City Councilman Bill Henry, who last month introduced a bill to ban them from the city. Henry says that the existence of the machines surprised him.
They seemed to violate existing laws on the books in regards to how we regulate secondhand stores, antique stores, pawn shops.
In addition, he said, they may be fueling cell phone thefts.
The police department had noticed a connection between a spike in cell phone thefts and the appearance of these automated purchasing machines in and around Baltimore City.
But Jim Green, director of government affairs, says that while there has been a spike in the number of cell phone thefts across the region, there is no hard data to suggest that the Eco ATM machines are the cause of the increase. There are 18 of these machines in the Baltimore region, but the only one in the city, at McDonough Mall, was removed by mall management. Henry says it's not clear why.
I have been told that it was removed at the request of the police department. I have been told that they removed it on their own.
Ryan Cooter, Eco ATM's communications and marketing director, says the machine was too popular and generated long lines.
These lines were starting to back up, and it was causing some stress on the mall management for crowd control.
General Growth Properties, the operators of Bandaman Mall, declined to comment. Cooter says that it is important for their company to cooperate with law enforcement to combat cell phone theft.
Our communications with law enforcement agencies, the work that we do to help in any investigations that they've got, and it's proven to be successful.
But Chief Kathy Lanier of the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, a vocal opponent to Eco ATM, says that the company has stopped giving her department information on transactions because of the publicity.
They were sending them to us. We made several criminal cases based on the day-to-day census. I mean, we literally were able to take armed robbery suspects off the street with that data. And now, because of the negative publicity, they won't give it to us anymore.
Lanier says that her department has traced more than 200 stolen phones to one machine. Officials in Baltimore, however, say they have been encouraged by talks with the company, and Henry says he can make changes to the bill.
If they were willing to change their operations in order to meet our existing laws, then I was sure that we could work something out.
The hearing is scheduled to begin at 9:30 this morning in City Hall. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.